So the news that 123 Reg has been having to get into recovery mode, really, for a lot of its customers after their websites have been accidentally deleted will be of some concern to a lot of SMEs. Darren from Aurora Computers joins me on the phone now. Darren, as a business, because I know you're an online business as well as having your store in Weatherby, how important is it to make sure that your website is secure and it's always there? Because for these small businesses, suddenly they don't have a web presence.
Yeah, of course. Well, a lot of websites are getting hacked these days, and so it's very important to keep up-to-date backups for that purpose itself. But also, if the server loses your data, then even more reason to have backups of these files.
I know 123 Reg told the BBC they don't have a backup copy of its customers' data. Is that usual for a company that's hosting so many websites?
No, that's very unusual. 123 Reg are certainly not the guiding light in terms of hosting in the UK. So their practice will be very different to other companies. But it would certainly be usual for a hosting company to keep backups of a file.
I know what they were quoted as saying, many of their own customers keep their own backups. So this is something you want to be doing proactively as a business, don't you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to maintain a backup of your files. Your web host and your web developer, if you've had a website built for you, should hold a copy of that, unless you explicitly don't want them to. But certainly, they should hold a copy of that.
So if the data loss has affected online businesses, I know one example was at a football club in Scotland who are suddenly losing their ticket sales and merchandise sales and things like that. What can they do if their website is offline?
Well, not a huge amount. I mean, they can proactively kind of divert ticket sales for a period through a company like Eventbrite or something like that. But really, there's not a huge amount they can do if they don't have a backup of those files.
So what would be kind of your big tip? I know a lot of small businesses rely on companies like 123 Reg and other hosting services. What as a small business would you be saying you should be doing regarding your web hosting? Should you be relying on these companies or should you be looking to somebody else?
First and foremost, you should make sure that you have copies of those files. In case you decide to move servers, or you want to move web developers. So first and foremost, you should have a copy of those files for situations such as that. But secondary to that, just make sure that you're using a decent web host like GoDaddy or something like that, who's very professional when it comes to backups and the way they go about their business.
Darren, I really appreciate your time, and I know people can pop in and see you, or they can get in touch with Aurora Computers in Weatherby. Your website again?
It's www.auroracomputers.co.uk.
And just to let you know as well, 123 Reg are really saying that they are slowly recovering people's websites. So if you are a customer of 123 Reg and you're worrying about your website, do get in touch with them. They will keep you up to date with what's going on. Darren, thank you so much for your time today.
Cheers, James. Thank you.